Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A recent study from Canada shows that heart inflammation risk is higher from Moderna vaccine than from COVID-19, especially for those under 40. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the risk of developing a form of heart inflammation is higher for people younger than 40 after receiving the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine than it is from contracting COVID-19 itself, according to a new study from Canada. Researchers found 15 excess cases per 1 million people who received a second dose of the Moderna shot compared to the 10 extra cases of myocarditis following a positive COVID-19 test. Moderna's vaccine is typically taken in a two-dose regimen, just like Pfizer. We've known this risk of myocarditis, which is your heart inflammation, and pericarditis, which is a hardening of the exterior of the heart, as a secondary effect of both the mRNA shots, which would be Pfizer and Moderna. Those have been around for some time. In fact, in the middle of the summer last year, 2021, the military did a study, and they published it with regards to the effect of these mRNA shots on the military and found that there was an increased risk of myocarditis and pericarditis, particularly in males 30 and under. So this has been around for a while. The point is that this is why you don't want to play around by truncating the testing time frame. This is why you must have a longer time to test these shots, whether it's the COVID shots or some other shot or vaccine or drug, than just a few months, because you typically have at least 5 years of testing, 10 to 15 years to get a vaccine to or a drug like that to market, 5 years of which requires testing. And the reason why is you have to test a broad number of people of all kinds of conditions and ages to determine the population and the different kinds of comorbidities or other risks that you may have. You also need to determine what the short, mid-range, and long-range complications may be. And in fact, what you also need to determine, particularly with vaccines, because we've seen this before, is whether there's anything that might be what's called, there's other names for it, vaccine enhancement disease, where the vaccine itself actually makes what you're being vaccinated against even worse by virtue of creating more deadly and contagious variants. We've had that happen before in the past with vaccines. That's why you need the testing. And when you truncate that, you find out, oh, well, you know what? These are causing problems. The problem is that to the people that have had these problems, it's a little late to turn back that clock.
Right. You know, I've seen pictures of before and after with the blood cells before and after the COVID shots, and there is a distinct difference in the bodies after these shots. And, you know, I do commend Epoch Times. They have, I consider them a credible media, a credible resource, and they printed this information recently. And but I also sent around a collage of other media that is trying to cover this fact up. And they're saying things like exercise or eating bacon or whatever actually causes these heart problems that you're seeing, instead of actually getting to the root cause, where these scientific studies are saying that there is a, for example, there's a 5.1 times higher incidence of heart inflammation for males between 18 and 24 who got the second dose of Moderna's vaccine.
Yeah, that's five times, 5.1 times. That's a high increase.
And that's young, 18 and 24. Those are young
males.
Those
people are not typically getting myocarditis and pericarditis.
Yeah. And we're also seeing in some of these world-class athletes that are very much in shape and well-toned.
Like the world record holder on free dives, got the shots and now can't hold his breath like he used to.
Right. Professional athletes, football players suddenly falling over, you know, things like that. It's just too suspicious.
Well, an infectious disease expert who works at the University of Oxford published in Nature. It was carried out by professors from multiple colleges, including the University of Oxford, which helped develop the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Researchers utilized data from English national immunization databases, and that includes information on all people vaccinated in England. What they found was this increased risk, but this is just one more study saying the exact same thing, and that is that this mRNA technology, which had never been used before in humans, it's experimental. It is not your typical vaccine. In fact, they had to change the definition of vaccine in order to include these mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna shots under the definition of vaccine because they did not meet this traditional definition of vaccine. So they literally changed the definition, Holly, in order to include retroactively the Pfizer and Moderna. This is mRNA technology.
You know, and there's another U.S. study analyzing reports submitted to the VAERS system found that teenage boys were more likely to suffer heart inflammation from the Pfizer or Moderna shots than they were from COVID-19 hospitalization. These are teenage boys getting heart inflammation. The rest of their lives will be affected because they got these shots.
And it's just maddening to continue to hear people saying that they're safe. You know, when you look at the VAERS report, the numbers are staggering.
And wanting to push these on children.
On children who have a very, very minor risk of mortality. I mean, it's like the 99.999% survival rate for children. Why in the world would you take something that is so minor and then inject in children these experimental shots? And that includes whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. And now what we're seeing are these continual studies that come up that now are starting to connect these adverse events to these injections. And in fact, some of the documents that now have been required to be released by Pfizer, these are documents that they gave to the FDA. And now they're saying they need, 75, 76 years to release them all? Mm-hmm. They only want to release a certain small number every month for the next 75 plus years. They're pushing back on a Freedom of Information Act request. They provided all this to the FDA, so the FDA has it all. But now once a month, they're trickling out information that the FDA had that was in Pfizer's possession that shows within a few months after Pfizer released its injection that indeed they got verified connections, causal related from their shot to people who died, mm-hmm. causal related to people who have had miscarriages. And you see those things on the VAERS report. And when you mention that the VAERS report has this high number, some of the media will say, oh, well, you don't know whether or not they're actually causal related. They haven't done any research. Mm-hmm. The VAERS report is very difficult to actually enter information in. Medical experts who have tried to do that, they say it takes at least 15 minutes for each one. And oftentimes when you get to the very end and you want to press send to finish it, your whole data just simply wipes out. And it has to be very detailed. And then you get follow-up. So these medical professionals either don't want to because they don't want to show that it is unsafe, or they don't have time to. They don't want to be bothered by entering that. And so there's a lot of people who don't have any of that data even in there. So there's many, many more times of the adverse events that's actually happened than what's actually recorded in VAERS. But when you look in VAERS and you're topping 1 million people with having adverse reactions, and you're topping tens of thousands of people who have had other kinds of permanent disabilities and other adverse events that are lifelong.
Yeah, I remember.
That's concerning.
I remember seeing that mother who just sadly allowed her child, who was young and healthy, to get the shot. 12 years old, that young girl is now in a wheelchair for the rest of her life in a feeding tube.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. And also just lc.org if you have more information about this or any other issue affecting your family, faith, or freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.